Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This week's topic is all about tips for starting your business while you're employed. So if you're familiar with my story at all, you may or may not know that I started my business, like many of you, while I was still stuck in the cube farm, you know, working a full-time career, and I had an infant at home. So if I can do it, so can you. And so what I wanted to do was just give you some really quick tips that really helped me when it came to figuring out how I could work full-time, take care of my family, and at the same time, build the foundation of a long-term business, you know, all online. So really talking about juggling all those moving pieces and those spinning plates, if you will, that you have to keep your eyes on to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. So the first thing is I really recommend scheduling absolutely everything that you do. Plus, this will give you some really good experience about scheduling your time and your days, because if you are working with clients, then you are working on tasks and deliverables for them. And you need to make sure that you're scheduling those so you can see if you can meet your deadlines, you can take on new clients, and all of those types of things. So, you know, schedule absolutely everything. You know, you don't have to go down to the minute, but you really need to have a clear picture of what days and when you're going to be working on your business, when you're going to be devoting time for, you know, your mental and physical health, and then family time and everything else that you want to throw into that as well. So you only have so much you can fit into your days. And you can use something online, you can use a paper calendar. And here's the thing, there is no perfect way to do this. Everybody is different. You know, I knew somebody who would get up 2 hours in the morning before work and do a lot of things before they got their kids up and, you know, did the commute into work. I'm not a morning person. I did try that, but it didn't work for me. And so what I actually ended up doing was having my hours changed at work to start later. So then I could at least get up an hour earlier in the morning and not be like a zombie. I could actually get something done. But you really do need to look at what is your schedule. When do you go to work? When do you come home? What does it look like when you come home from work? Because you may have to shuffle some things around. You may have to give up your hour of TV for a while. And it all comes down to what's most important to you. You know, I wanted out of my soul-sucking job worse than anything in the world. So I was willing to give up just about everything to make it happen. And you get a really stark look at what you need to do. And it can be overwhelming, I know. But if you schedule it, you can really figure out, okay, these are the times that I'm going to do the following thing. So for instance, you know, maybe you set aside 4 hours per day, Monday through Friday, to work on your business. So you could get up 2 hours in the morning and then work 2 hours in the evening after everybody has gone to bed. And then maybe you work 4 or 6 hours on Saturday or Sunday, but you take one of those days off. So you take either a Saturday off or a Sunday off. If you don't, you're going to burn out. Trust me, I tried. But you really need to have a realistic schedule, but you need to be kind to yourself and realize this takes time, my friends. If you're setting up a long-term successful business, it takes time. Don't listen to all the other people who can tell you that you can learn to be a VA in 5 minutes. Well, you could learn one thing about being a VA in 5 minutes, but you can't set up a long-term successful business in 5 minutes. Be realistic. It took me 18 months. To do this. Now, I had to replace a six-figure salary, in order to do this. Plus, I really didn't know what I was doing. You know, there are so many tools and tips and things available now that I didn't have, you know, 10 years ago. So figure out what works for you. You can also work on your lunch hour, but I don't recommend that you work at work. You know, don't use your employer's resources. Go somewhere, a coffee shop or wherever is convenient, and do your work there. But make sure if you're using free Wi-Fi to use a VPN, a virtual private network, to encrypt everything you're doing so nothing gets stolen. The one that I recommend is Tunnel Bear. Now, there are many others, but I like Tunnel Bear. They have a free version, and it's very simple to use, but it protects your data and your client's data as well. But remember, it takes commitment to do this. So start by scheduling everything. And here's the beauty, once again, it's not forever. Just put something on paper and try it for 2 weeks, and then tweak if it doesn't work. But you got to put something down in order to get started. And then probably one of the biggest things is the type of services that you offer. If you're offering admin-based services, well, it's really kind of hard to be able to be available for clients during business hours when you have a job. So you may need to pivot and look at offering what I call freedom-based skills. These are your technology and strategic skills where you don't have to be on the clock. You can work whenever is convenient because you work on deadline, not on a schedule. So technology, strategic. And what do I mean by strategic? Strategic skills are the type of skills that introduce the theory of, for instance, digital marketing, sales funnels, email marketing. And then it marries really well with the tool that actually delivers that. So an email marketing tool would deliver an email marketing strategy and those types of things. So you may have to pivot what you're offering because you can't be available for clients because you're at work. Look at offering techie or strategic skills. So when you talk to clients, you talk deadlines, not schedules. So if a client says, well, what hours do you work? You know, my response was, well, I don't have set business hours. I work when I can. And, you know, it's irrelevant because I'm not working for you. I'm working on a deadline and your deadline will be met. Something to that degree. But if you are offering admin services, this is where you're going to be stuck because you need to be available at the same time. If you work a 9-to-5 job, your clients expect you to be available to them during that 9-to-5. So it might be time to pivot. So focus on deadlines, not schedules. And then, as I said, work around your existing commitments. Right, you need to keep your job to fund your business, obviously to pay the bills. But as I mentioned, you know, go out for lunch. You don't always have to stay home and work. Go other places. You know, it's amazing what a change of scenery can do for you. But make sure you're setting some hours aside every week to do the work for yourself, for your business, and for your clients. And then have a support system. That is so, so important. Have others that understand the journey. You know, I'm all about community. So, you know, if you're not part of my free Facebook community, VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice, I highly recommend that you join. It's full of new and experienced VAs, and it's a really safe space for you to ask questions and vent and get support. Because if you have friends that are employed or even family that is employed, they may not understand the struggles that you have when it comes to balancing everything, you know, working, family, and trying to build a business. You know, my work friends thought I was nuts when I told them that I was going to build a business and leave my secure full-time job, and it's truly not secure, but they just didn't understand. So it's important to have people around you that understand what it is you're trying to do. So make sure you find a supportive community. I invite you to join my Facebook community, VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice. It's a great place for you to come in and feel like you're part of a community. And then have an exit strategy. So I think number 5, if you will, if you're counting, is to have a plan in place before you're ready to leave your job. You need to plan your exit. What does that look like? So, you know, you're going to need to know how much do you need to earn before you can quit your job. You don't want to quit too soon and then struggle to make ends meet. That's no fun. You know, stay in your job longer until you have, you know, money in the bank and you know you've got clients ready to sign once you're ready to quit your job. I mean, it is a balancing act. Once again, this is not a cookie cutter business because not everybody needs the same amount of money, wants to work the same hours. Figure out what works for you. So how much do you need to earn before you can quit? Maybe you have a specific number you want in the bank for savings. Make sure you know what that is. What other expenses will you be gaining and which will you be cutting? For instance, if you commute, you know, obviously you're going to be cutting down on your gas bill. You're also going to cut down maybe on, you know, dry cleaning and eating out. Or if you take the bus or some type of transit to work, right? What does that look like? Maybe you have to pay for parking. So really make a list of the different things that you're going to cut back on. Maybe you can, you know, not take your kids to the sitter every day, and that's going to save you money. But you really need to have an exit strategy And I've actually have a link here where you can download my exit strategy checklist that will really kind of help put your arms around what it is that you need to do. So feel free to grab that if it's of interest to you. And last but not least, I think this is the biggest thing, is know your why. You know, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to quit your job and start a business? And is this going to be a full-time business or is this just a side hustle? Remember, no wrong answer here. It's all about you. I wanted freedom and flexibility. Well, admin skills do not give you freedom because all you're doing is going from one job to another because now you're tied to your computer during business hours. I didn't want that. That's why I offered freedom skills to me. You know, again, the techie and strategic skills. They are so important if you're looking for freedom. So what you need to do is figure out your why. Why do you want to quit your job? Why do you want to work from home? Why do you want to build a business? And then create a vision board. I mean, for me, that's what I did. I know people have vision books, and you can even do a Pinterest board online. But keep in front of you the reasons why you're doing what you're doing, because you're going to have a bad day. You may even have a bad week. Who knows? You could have a bad month. But if you keep the vision of why you're doing what you're doing, it makes it easier. And then don't struggle in silence, or don't suffer in silence, I should say. Reach out to your support system. So join a Facebook group full of others that understand the journey that you're on, and lean up against people who can help you through the difficult times, because I'm painting an honest picture here. It's not always going to be easy. It is going to be difficult, but you can do it if you want it bad enough. My why is what fueled me to get through those 18 months and get out of my soul-sucking job. Trust me, it was not an easy journey, but I knew at the end of the day that I could do it and I could get there. And I surrounded myself with people who understand what it was I was trying to do. And I leaned on them when I really needed that support. So hopefully I've given you some ideas for those of you who are either working full-time or even part-time and are looking to build a long-term successful business. Remember, you also need to make sure that you have systems in your business, right? So it's not just about, you know, setting up a freelance business, which there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to make sure that if you're going to look for a long-term successful business, you have the systems in place to support it. Those four systems include sales, marketing, delivery, and operations, right? Very, very important. And I've included a link below to a blog I wrote on that in case you're interested what those systems are. There is a lot to digest. There's a lot to do when you're starting from scratch. And it is an uphill battle, but remember, just take it one step at a time. Chunk it down into small pieces. Set short deadlines. Don't look, you know, 8-9 months down the road, just look at the next 2 weeks, and that'll keep you from getting overwhelmed. So feel free to grab the exit strategy checklist I've provided. There's a link below. Help yourself for that. And I'd love to hear from you. If you thought this was helpful, you picked up some ideas, please feel free to leave me a comment. If you enjoyed my podcast, please, please subscribe. You can find it on all the popular podcast platforms, and feel free to share it with others who are interested in starting their own VA journey. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.